This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley as we are firmly entrenched now into fall. I'm starting to see the dew on the ground in the mornings.
Yeah, it's getting a little chilly out in the morning.
Chilly?
I did make some last weekend after we talked about it so much.
I just say we did have that discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made some too.
Yeah.
We had chilly this week as well. It's not, you know, you start to get that urge because it's like that dew on the grass thing mm-hmm. in the mornings now. We're seeing some mornings now where it's like 45, 50, 55 degrees. You know, it just, things change. It's just the best grass we've had all year.
It did not take long for it to turn green again, huh?
I know. I mean, the lawn looks better now than it has all season long in most cases around the area. And just when you put the mower away and figured you weren't going to be able to use it anymore.
Yeah, one more time. It's going to need to use at least one more time.
Yeah. You know, we didn't use it in July and most of August. And now all of a sudden in September, you're having to pull it back out again because it's growing like weeds. Or are they just weeds?
Well, that's the only thing that our lawn kept throughout all that brown grass was we had nice green weeds.
That's about the only thing we had most of the summertime in a lot of folks' yards were weeds. Uh-huh. Very, very frustrating. Hey, I'm going to make you think back. Not too far back
for
you.
Okay, don't make me think too much. Not,
no, I wouldn't want you to do that. Don't want to hurt yourself. I wouldn't want you to think back too far, and you don't have to. Some folks might, but I want you to think back to your school days.
Like elementary school days?
Oh, perhaps.
Okay.
Perhaps. Remember how cool it was when you were sitting in class? I don't know, pick one. Let's say you were in fifth grade. How's that? Fifth grade. That's a good even spot there, right in the middle, where you're not too old, not too young yet. Let's say you're sitting in fifth grade class. Who was your fifth grade teacher?
I had Miss Olson and Mrs. Beyer.
Okay. So let's say you're sitting in, pick one, either one.
Okay.
Sitting in that class.
Okay.
Were you there all day long yet?
No.
Oh, you were moving class to class?
Yeah, in fifth grade, I went over to Miss Beyer. I think Miss Olson was my primary, and then...
In fourth grade, were you in one class
fourth
all day?
Fourth grade I was, yeah.
Okay, who was your teacher in fourth grade?
Miss Ludwig.
Miss Ludwig. Okay, you're in Miss Ludwig's fourth grade class.
Okay.
I want you to be in the same class all day here, okay?
Okay.
It's, you know, I mean, with all due respect, I know the teachers try to keep it light and lively and what have you and stuff. Sometimes it gets boring.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just kind of sitting there and wondering, goodness, will that little red second hand move any faster?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, you're just kind of doing, I mean, did you have some like study time where you really weren't doing anything? Well, you were supposed to be, but you're
right. I might have been making those little fortune tellers. Or...
Yeah. Or, you know, you come into class one day and you're doing exercises mm-hmm. where you're having to look through the books and stuff, or maybe doing some worksheet type exercises, workbook stuff.
Yeah, usually after she did her lesson, then she gave us time to, you know, finish the assignment.
Mm-hmm. I remember how tedious it all was.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it could be a little boring, a little time, you know, it just seemed like it took forever and stuff. Okay, now, with all that said, remember the feeling when all of a sudden they rolled, like, say, for example, the video projector into the room?
Oh, yeah. Well, we didn't have a video projector. We had the TV stand and the VCR.
Okay.
Sorry, Joe.
we had the film projector, and I was either that or the film strips and stuff, that kind of stuff. But anyway, remember how cool that was when somebody would wheel the AV cart
mm-hmm.
in, the audio visual cart in the room. All of a sudden, it's like, all right,
break time,
this is cool. Now we get to do something different besides just reading and doing mm-hmm. worksheets and workbooks and things like that. I mean, it made your day.
Yeah,
made your day. Okay. This weekend, for a lot of folks around the state of Iowa, they'll remember a fellow by the name of Al Bell. Al Bell is, they're having a film festival this weekend, Sunday, September 16th, over at the Saints Center for Culture and the Arts in Stewart. Al Bell, for a while, he and his family lived in Menlo, so the White Pole Road Development Corporation is trying to keep his memory alive. Al died in 1993 at the age of 77. His wife, Rhea, died in 2005. But his children are gathering this weekend over in Stewart at the Saints Center for a film festival. Doors are going to open at noon. The first film will begin at 1 o'clock. Two of his films will be featured with behind-the-scenes discussion after each film. And as I said, the special guests will include his four children. And they'll be displaying some travel memorabilia and reminisce with guests and things. Al Bell and his family traveled all over the world. They were bringing back stories to rural Iowa school children from like 1949 to 1979, a 30-year period there. Kids had opportunity in class to experience what they experienced
mm-hmm.
with some of the round-the-world things. You know, at the time, a lot of your stuff came out of the book.
Yeah.
And, you know, while that's one way to learn, it might not be always the best way. And he kind of saw that. So he would hold assemblies at different schools. And his assemblies oftentimes were the hit of the school year with some of their, because he had a little different take on the world and some of the things that they would do. They estimate that he visited 65 countries and performed about 12,000 shows to around 400 Iowa schools.
Wow.
Over that 30-year period. And there are 28 short travel films. And these are travel films.
Mm-hmm.
Plus a bonus family film that were saved, because a lot of the stuff was decomposing, because it was old 16mm film, and it was kind of getting hard and brittle, decomposing and things. With the new digital technology, they've been able to come up with some money to help preserve those and put them into a DVD-type format. So what they're doing this Sunday at the Saints Center in Stuart is they're going to charge 10 cents. It's 10 cents admission. And the reason for that is because that was the original admission price for an Al Bell school assembly back in the day. So the guests will be able to see the original travel souvenirs, talk to the family members. There'll be admission to view the two films will be a $15 suggested donation. Seating is limited for that, but you can also go online to whitepoleroad.com to find out more. And all the proceeds from the film festival and the general donations will help to be used to pay for the film transfers for everything that's going on. And for folks who might, you know, when I say the name Al Bell and the movie things and stuff, the travel films, if all of a sudden they're thinking back going, I remember that. He came to our school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a Facebook site called I Remember Al Bell, and they have over 3,000 members.
Oh,
so
wow.
A lot of people are popping on, checking it out. And also his daughter, Becky Bell Greenstreet, who I had a chance to visit with this last week, she wrote a book called Al Bell Remembered that'll be available at that festival as well. So, yeah, I don't know how many people might have remembered that, may have experienced that at one time, but like I say, you think back to your school days and you think of how cool it was when all of a sudden they brought in stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. It's like, all right, something out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Yay.
Even if it was educational, it was a nice change.
Well, and sometimes it was kind of difficult. You know, the funny thing is guys like Al Bell, he'd be making a fortune today, I swear.
Yeah.
He would be making a fortune today if he started doing something like that now. You know, now we pay big money to, and in fact, cable channels are based around that stuff. There's Animal Planet and History Channel and Discovery Channel and all this kind of stuff. They put shows like that on TV now.
Yeah.
And they're popular. And remember, and the funny thing is, that's what strikes me as funny all the time. Remember some of the stuff that we would, I hate to admit this, sometimes maybe sleep through a little bit in school?
Yeah.
When we watch some of those history films and stuff, and your eyes get heavy, and you're glazed over and stuff. We sit and watch that for entertainment now on, like, the History Channel and stuff.
I mean, weird, huh?
Sometimes the same stuff. I think we're better learners when we're older, because I think our eyes are more wide open.
Yeah.
We're more acceptable to all those kinds of things. We don't just look at it as just learning,
right?
Like we did when we were kids. But yeah, he'd make a fortune today if he were doing that today. In fact, he'd probably have his own cable show.
Yeah.
If he were doing that today,
probably.
I mean, really, if a couple of guys, you know, scrounging around trying to rip people off by paying them way too little for their antique stuff,
yeah.
You know, if that can make big money,
yeah, how many of those are there?
Why can't this?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's amazing. But yeah, that's going on this Sunday, September 16th, over in Stuart. So, you know, for folks who remember, I think they said they had over 300 or 400 people that showed up last year. This is the second time they've done this. They did it last year too. They had quite a few people stop by.
Good.
So, yeah, they're hoping for another great turnout there, too. So, yeah, some folks may very well remember that. That would have been kind of the tail end for me.
Yeah.
Actually, and I can't remember. I'm trying to think back. I know we had some folks come and do stuff like that. He may very well have come to our school. I don't remember for certain. I'd have to look back and see some of the stuff that Mom has kept over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in elementary school in the 60s and early 70s. So.
Yeah.
Could very well have been to our school, too. I just, off the top of my
Don't
head,
remember,
just cannot
yeah.
remember that. But, yeah, interesting stuff. And some people, it'll just spark a memory, too. So, very good. All kinds of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things going on, as a matter of fact, around the the area here, too. You want to start? I know you've got a pretty good list of things.
All right. Well, the Nathaniel Hamlin Park Festival, that's on September 16th. And that's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Historical museums, one-room country schoolhouse, and blacksmith shop will be open. You can also see new portraits of early Audubon settlers, and one of seven canoes will be on display, which is hand-built by the Boy Scouts in Audubon in 1961 and used to travel to camp by the Nishnabotna River. You can also see and feed elk from the gazebo. There's a farmer's market, flea market, and crafts bargain barn that'll be open on a Saturday from 8 to noon, and then on Sunday from 8 a.m. to noon. Drawings are $10. Drawings for $10 will be held at 1, 2, 3, and 4 p.m. Kids can also visit animals on the hill, including rabbits and goats and colorful chickens, also other animals, and they can enjoy the inflatable bounce house. There's a grilled smoked pork chop dinner with scalloped potatoes, green beans, coleslaw rolls, pie or dessert, and drink. And that is at 11, and that's $9. And for the kids, there's a hot dog meal that includes a drink, dessert, and chips for $4. Admission to the public is $1 per person or $2 for two or more in the car. Vendors are also welcome to sell. It's just $5 to sell. That's Nathaniel Hamlin Park Fall Festival on Sunday, September 16th, and all that's going on from 10 to 4. Green Ridge Steam and Gas Engine Antique Show. That's continuing on Sunday in Irwin. It's 1 mile south of Irwin, and then a mile west, and then a mile and a half south. They do have camping and parking available. There's lots and lots of things to do. There's threshing, corn shelling, broom making. There's a parade, flea market, pedal tractor pull, petting zoo, and pony rides for the kids. Train rides, there's a hay maze. Field demonstrations, and then new this year, they have an extensive and rare antique motorcycle collection, and of course, there's much more going on. Admission is just $5, and children under 6 are free, and no dogs allowed. That's the Green Ridge Steam and Gas Engine Antique Show on September 16th in Irwin. The Grant United Methodist Church, their annual bazaar is on September 16th. A worship service featuring the music of New Shoes, a gospel quartet from Council Bluffs, will be held at 10 a.m. and then following the service from 11:30 to 1. The church will serve a home-cooked meal that includes ham balls and roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, Harvard beets, buttered corn, assorted salads, pies, and desserts and drink. Just $7 for adults and $3.50 for children 12 and under. All money raised supports the Grant United Methodist Women and their work for mission projects and the Grant Church. There's an auction around 1:30 that will include handmade crafts and rugs, fresh garden produce, baked goods, and more. It's the Grant United Methodist Church Annual Bazaar on September 16th. And then the worship service featuring the music of New Shoes will be held at 10, and then following the service is the lunch. Red Cross Blood Drive will be held in Red Oak on September 17th, and that's at the Red Oak YMCA from 11:30 to 5:30. Here's something a little fun. In honor of Atlantic's 20th Coca-Cola Days, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce is giving away a year's supply of Coca-Cola to one lucky and observant household. The scavenger hunt is set to run September 17th through the 21st. 30 12-packs will come in one or a variety of flavors for the winning household. To be entered to win, players must correctly identify at least 8 special Coca-Cola items located in 11 participating businesses. Each business features only one scavenger hunt item. You found it, signs flag the item as the right object. A scavenger hunt list with rules can be found on AtlanticIowa.com or also at the Rock Island Depot. Completed lists must be returned to the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce by Friday, September 21st at 5:30. A winner will be then drawn at the tailgate party at the Rock Island Depot on Friday evening. Winners will be featured in the Coca-Cola Days Parade on Saturday at 4. For more information on that, you can call the Chamber of Commerce at 243-3017 or also email them at chamber@atlanticiowa.com. So your chance to win a year's supply of Coca-Cola. The hunt is from September 17th through 21st, and that's at 11 participating businesses here in Atlantic. Exira Lutheran Church Annual Fall Supper with Staley's Chicken Dinner is on September 19th. That's from 5 to 7:30. $8.50 for adults and $5.50 for children 10 and under. They do have takeouts available. That is from 4:30 to 5:30. Just an additional 50 cents on that. And takeout is 50 cents more. Exira Lutheran Church Annual Fall Supper with Staley's Chicken Dinner, September 19th from 5 to 7:30. A Griswold Public Library and Lunch begins their fall season on September 19th at the Griswold Public Library from noon to 1 with Southwest Iowa author Gary Poole in his book The Captain and the Candle. It's a fictionalized account of the Underground Railroad. Bring a sack lunch and join in friendly conversation, and there's no charge for that. Okay, how about you go now?
Really? You tired?
I need a little break, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Take a sip of water or something.
Too much chili last night?
Well, the chili didn't last us very long, to be honest.
Okay. Gotcha.
We kind of scarfed right through that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we should probably take a break then, I guess.
All right.
All right. Well, we'll take this short break, and then Stacy will be back with more in just a moment.
Okay. Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Okay, back with more. Are you ready?
Okay.
Ready, set, go.
Ready. Red Cross Blood Drive will be held in Atlantic on September 20th, and that will be at the Cass County Memorial Hospital from 11:30 to 4:30. So Red Cross Blood Drive in Atlantic, September 20th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital from 11:30 to 4:30. A motorcycle scavenger hunt will be held on September 22nd, and that's at the Atlantic City Park. Registration is from 10:30 to 11. There'll be over 100 miles, over 30 items located in and around town, and fun door prizes. Cost is $10 per motorcycle or vehicle, and then they'll eat at the Hayloft in Grant. Proceeds go to Brad Woods, who has been diagnosed with liver cancer, and his family of five. Any questions, you can call 243-6350. Again, that's the motorcycle scavenger hunt on September 22nd at the Atlantic City Park, and registration is from 10:30 to 11 a.m. Brayton American Legion Post 350's annual membership steak fry, that's on September 22nd from 5 to 8 at the Brayton Town Hall. Just $10 per plate or free with membership. The public is invited to attend. It's the Brayton American Legion Post 350 annual membership steak fry on September 22nd from 5 to 8 at the Brayton Town Hall. Avondale United Methodist Church, Rule Fontenelle, Fall Supper and Bazaar, that is on September 22nd, and they're serving around 5. They'll be serving handballs and minute steak. Free will donation will be accepted for the meal, and an auction of bazaar items will follow the meal. That's Avondale United Methodist Church, Rule Fontenelle, Fall Supper and Bazaar, on September 22nd, and serving begins at 5. First Church of Christ in Atlantic will have Church in the Park on September 23rd at Sunnyside Park, Camlin Addition Shelter. That's again on September 23rd at 10:30 a.m. There'll be service and meal following, and everyone is welcome to attend. It's First Church of Christ in Atlantic, Church in the Park on September 23rd, and that's at Sunnyside Park at the Camlin Addition Shelter at 10:30. Exira Fire Department's open house and fundraiser will be held on September 23rd at the fire station. A barbecue meal of beef or pork will be served starting at 5, and that is for a free will donation. That's Exira Fire Department's open house and fundraiser September 23rd at the fire station, and that starts at 5. St. Patrick's Parish in Walnut, their annual fall dinner is on September 23rd from 11 to 1:30. They will be serving Staley's Chicken with mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetable salad, roll, and pie. Just $10 for adults and $6 for children under 10 and under, and preschoolers are free. They do have carryouts available. You just need to call 784-3388. That's St. Patrick's Parish in Walnut, their annual fall dinner on September 23rd from 11 to 1:30. Just a couple of reminders. The Simon Estes concert, that's on September 30th at 4 at the Ottoman High School Gym. Tickets are $20 for adults or $10 for ages 18 and under. And that's sponsored by the ACHF and others in celebration of their 60th anniversary. We do have some tickets still available here in Atlantic at KJN. You can also get tickets in Audubon at the ACMH Business Office, ACH Foundation Office, Audubon State Bank, and Lanneman's Bank. In Elkhorn at the Danish Windmill and Elkhorn Pharmacy, in Exira at the Exchange State Bank and the Exira Medical Clinic, in Kimbleton at Landman's Bank, and in Manning at the Manning Insurance Agency. Also, the Atlantic Farmers Market will be closing early this year due to unusual growing conditions. They'll be closed on September 29th, or last time is September 29th from 9 to 11 a.m. That'll be the last official market day. After that date, anyone who still has produce might be there. Any questions regarding the Atlantic Farmers Market, you can call Kathy McCrory at 249-2758. Also, Jack and Jill, they're having their annual Little Caesars fundraiser. They'll be selling pizza kits and cookie kits and more available for purchase. Just need to call the YMCA 243-3934, and the due date for that is October 8th.
Unusual growing conditions this year?
That's a good way to put it.
That's a polite way to put it. Yeah. It stunk.
Yeah.
For the most part, unless you were growing cactus. Let's see, some other things going on. The United Church of Avoca is having its annual fall church dinner this Sunday, September 16th, from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. They'll be serving roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, relishes, salads, corn, green beans, pie, and that's all after the worship at 10 o'clock. Adults $8, children 12 and under $4, preschoolers eat fee, that's free. That's at the church, the United Church of Avoca at 304 North Elm Street, of course, in Avoca. Also, coming up here very, very soon, we have the Casey Fire Department's annual Steak Fry. That'll be at the Casey Fire Hall from 5 to 8 p.m. on Saturday, September 22nd. Steak dinner or a hot dog dinner? Get your choice. I'm going with steak.
Yeah.
How about you?
It's a tough choice.
Get your raffle tickets also from firefighters. Again, that's coming up Saturday, September 22nd in Casey. Also coming up on Thursday, September the 20th, the Mertu Memorial Hospital Auxiliary Bazaar Fall Carnival will be held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Vets Memorial Auditorium in Heartland. They'll have a luncheon menu, which includes hamburger or brats, potato salad, fruit salad, and cherry or apple crisp. Lunch tickets are $7. Also, they have a raffle, a family membership to the Wellness Center, a flat-screen TV, and a quilt. You don't need to be present to win. Proceeds will help to fund the annual gifts to Mertu Medical Center. So if you would like to participate, again, that's Thursday, September 20th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Vets Memorial Auditorium in Harlan. Also coming up this week, September 22nd and 23rd, that'll be coming up this next weekend, the annual Iowa Barn Foundation's free two-day self-guided all-state barn tour will be held. It's from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., both Saturday the 22nd and Sunday the 23rd. The purpose of the tour is to encourage barn preservation in the state. You know, a lot of barns falling apart and a lot of neat different types of architecture out there with barns. It's not just the simple stuff that you see. But, teach people about Iowa's agricultural heritage, too. The owners will discuss the barns and their histories at a number of the stops. There are a couple of barns here in the area in Guthrie County. The Kaltrider Barn at 3016 Juniper Avenue in Casey. That's at exit 80 at Casey. And you take White Pole Road to Highway 25. Go north 3 miles to 310th Street. Turn left and go 4 miles west to Jupiter Avenue. The farm is 3/4 mile north on the east side of the road. Farm has been in the same family since 1883, and a simple barn is there. It was built in 1917. Also, the Hinderacre Barn at 2698 Jaguar Trail. From Guthrie Center, you go west on Highway 44 for 3 miles, turn left on Jaguar, and go 4.5 miles south. The original barn was built at the turn of the century. It burned down in 1931. The present barn was built at that time. So, a couple of barns here in the Guthrie County area that you might want to take a gander at there, too. Also coming up on September the 25th, that's Tuesday, will be the Red Cross Blood Drive in Walnut. That'll be at the Presbyterian Church on Antique City Drive in Walnut. That's, again, Tuesday, September 25th from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And you can contact those folks, make an appointment, or stop in if you'd like. They always take walk-ins. Also, the second annual Dutch Oven Cook-Off will be held at the Lake Anita State Park Campground, noon to 4, Saturday, September 29th, hosted by the Friends of Lake Anita. So get yourself organized for that. Also coming up here on Thursday, September 20th, stop by the Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary's Treasure Cove Gift Shop. From 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., you save 20%. Tables will be set up in the hospital's atrium hallway just outside the gift shop with special sale items as well. And they are hoping to get a lot of folks to stop on out. Maybe start your Christmas shopping and stuff there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Chance to maybe save some money there also. And also, it's flu season, or at least it's getting there real fast, as a matter of fact. And the flu clinics are already set up in some areas. This week, the family flu vaccination clinics through the Shelby County Public Health System will be held in Harlan at the Community Health Office this Monday, September 17th from 3 to 7 p.m., Wednesday, September 19th in Erling at St. Joseph's Parish Center from 9 to 11:30 a.m., also this Wednesday, September 19th at the St. Boniface Parish Center in Westphalia from 1 to 2 p.m., on Thursday, September 20th at the Harlan Pomitas Store from 9 to 11 a.m., and also again Saturday, September 22nd from 9 a.m. to noon at the Community Health Office in Harlan. So get your flu shots. Get them taken care of soon. That's all I have there for that stuff. You have some birthdays for us, perchance?
I do. Totally spacing out here. Let's go. All right, over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we have, let's see, three birthdays. Happy birthday to Warren Jacobson, celebrating his birthday on September 16th. Happy birthday to Roy Van Arnhem on September 19th, and also to Vera Laver on September 22nd. Over at the in Audubon here at the Friendship Home, happy birthday to Sam Hahn, celebrating his birthday on September 22nd.
Very good. I don't have any anniversaries here in front of me.
No new babies.
No babies to talk about.
No.
Had one thing I found. This was in the Anita Tribune.
Okay.
It's kind of in their looking back section.
Yeah.
Okay, I like these old stories.
Me too.
We like these, so they're always fun to pass along. But I found one here that was kind of interesting. This is from 70 years ago. This was printed back in 1942 in the Anita paper. And it says, saboteurs of rubber.
Okay.
Saboteurs of rubber who persist in exceeding the state 40-mile speed requests have a new policing system to face. It's the Iowa State Three Blast Club. Many have been members of this club for a good while, but others will join on seeing this publicity and know of its acceptance by the State Department of Public Safety. Here's your only requirement for membership. While touring Iowa highways, in both cities and towns, a motorist need but give three blasts of his auto horn if any car passes him at the speed exceeding 40 miles an hour. No membership, no badges, just a little good old-fashioned American spirit. It says, Iowa has pioneered many substantial public safety movements. The Three Blast Club is being pioneered by the Iowa State Safety Council in cooperation with the Iowa Public Safety Department in Iowa. You will become a full-fledged, paid-in-advance member the first occasion you have to give a speeding motorist your three blasts of disapproval at his un-American attitude.
So it's kind of a way to shake your finger saying no, no.
Yeah. Unfortunately, people do things differently nowadays.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of different horn. And
might shake a finger, too, or perhaps something else. Who knows? A little road rage action going on out there. At 40, I can't remember the last time somebody went by me at 40 miles an hour.
Hope you were walking, if that was the case.
Remember, this is 1942. Yeah. This is during the war years, so I'm sure they were trying to do what they can to conserve on all of our resources, mm-hmm. including gas at that time. But yeah, 40 miles an hour. Can you imagine if you had to blast your horn three times every time somebody went by you at 40 miles an hour?
Oh, that's just weird. I'm trying to picture it. And it's like going down a side street almost, you know? Down, 7th Street, I guess, really.
It's funny. There are times, I mean, a horn is there for a warning sign,
right?
If you're, just to warn somebody of something. But it's funny how many people use their horn as a, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, get your attention.
Hi. But the thing is, anytime you hear a car horn honk, you almost feel like yourself, like you're just going to start turning your head around looking, and you get mad. What? Did I miss the light? What's the problem?
Yeah.
Just relax.
Yeah.
You know?
I had somebody do that to me at a stop sign the other day, and it's because a person was crossing in front of my path, and it's like, well, what do you want me to do? I'm not going to run them over.
Want me to run them down? I can't do that. They do that in New
York.
Just
wait, buddy.
We don't do that here, okay? Yeah. Well, you try the big cities sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always
they're even less impatient,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, if the light's about to turn yellow, they get
mm-hmm.
mad.
Yeah.
It's tough. Three Blast Club.
I'll remember that.
I don't think we want to try that today. We could start it up again.
Yeah, I don't think it'll go over too well.
I think it would work real well. No. That's all the time we have for you here this weekend. Hope you're having a great weekend here in the Nishna Valley. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.